This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Hurricane Ivan is weakening as it moves farther inland, although weakening is a relative term. As the storm hits parts of Florida and Alabama, it has winds of about 115 miles per hour. That is down from 135 when it made landfall. Authorities say the storm is still capable of extreme damage and flooding, though. We're going to check in with two spots along the Gulf Coast, starting with NPR's Adam Hochberg, who is in Mobile, Alabama. And Adam, what have you been able to see as it gets light today?
Well, the sun's just now coming up, or at least the sky is brightening up. The sky remains cloudy. And we're getting a look at some of the damage in a commercial area here in Mobile. And at least where I am, the damage is relatively light. We're seeing trees down, we're seeing power lines down, some sign damage. But at least in this part of Mobile, which is west of downtown, we're not seeing any structural damage. We are, however, hearing reports of damage in other parts of town and other parts of the region.
Any reports of casualties from this storm in your area?
The most serious report we heard came out of Panama City, Florida. That was a tornado that was spawned in the very early stages of the hurricane yesterday afternoon. We've heard of 6 deaths in that tornado. We have heard about another possible fatality in the Pensacola area, but we do not have that one confirmed yet. That one, a mobile home that was hit by a tree.
And in just a couple of seconds, is it apparent to you that everyone who needed to get out of the low-lying areas around Mobile were able to get out?
Yes, I don't think there were any problems with the evacuation. People did have plenty of time to get out and were able to get to shelters or get further inland.
Okay, that's NPR's Adam Hochberg in Mobile, Alabama, and we'll continue checking in with you throughout the day as we learn more about the effects of this storm. Now, the eye of the storm passed between Mobile, Alabama and Pensacola, Florida, which is where we're going to check in next. Sandra Averhart is news director at member station WUWF in Pensacola.
There was some damage to the 4 hospitals in Escambia County, and as it was termed to me, significant damage. They did not elaborate on that, but indicated that patients were moved to safety. Also, we had some problems at some shelters. We had 1 death in Santa Rosa County thus far, and that was early this morning during the height of the storm. The folks in Santa Rosa say that a tree fell on a home, a regular home, not a mobile home, we ask that, and struck an 8-year-old girl, and she was killed. This was pretty close to the Emergency Operations Center in Santa Rosa, so they were able to get there, but they got there too late.
Emergency crews have been able to get out on the streets and move around then?
Very little. This particular incident happened relatively close to where the emergency personnel were in shelter. Mm. So they were able to get there. Otherwise, they are taking the calls and prioritizing the 911 calls. And when it is clear enough, it is not at this point, but when it is clear, then they will go out and start, trying to rescue people.
Sandra, in the days and hours before this storm, certainly took a long time to get here. Did the evacuation proceed in an orderly fashion where you were? Did everybody get away that wanted to?
I believe so. I got a sense that we were ahead of the curve this time around. The last time we had a major storm to hit, certainly in the Pensacola area, it was Hurricane Opal in 1995. And that storm kind of sped up overnight, and then we woke up the next morning. It was closer to shore. They were projecting it to be a Category 5, and we didn't have much time to react. This time, people were buying their supplies. In general, they boarded up and left the barrier islands, Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key, also Navarre Beach, and then further down Okaloosa Island in Okaloosa County. But I get a general sense that people left. Some chose to stay in places, but very few.
Sandra Averhart is the news director at member station WUWF in Pensacola, Florida. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll continue covering this story. Background information on hurricanes is at npr.org.